Podcast Dojo, episode number 12.
Master the art of the podcast. It's Podcast Dojo! Hey, everybody. Hello and welcome to Podcast Dojo. This is the show that each week aims to inspire those who want to start a podcast to grab a mic, start recording, coach those who are podcasting to aim for the best, and cheer the podcasting community as podcasting becomes more and more popular each and every day. I am your host, Brian, and I want to say thank you for coming by. And those who are listening to the this 12th episode and actually stayed on for the during that little bit of hiatus, I want to say thank you for holding on, because I am sorry. Now, I know my friend over at the School of Podcasting, Dave Jackson, he thinks you shouldn't apologize. And I agree, to a point, you shouldn't apologize. But when you have a sudden leave, like I did here recently, where I was gone for 3 weeks, oh my gosh, I feel deep down that I, because I owe it to you, I feel I need to say sorry to and apologize and beg your forgiveness for not being prepared enough to cover those shows. It was been a heck of a week. I got home. I was out to work, and I was out to work for, you know, a little over a week, and I got home and was like, yeah, all right, let's get caught up. I'll get one show and the other show. And I got home literally for 3 hours, got stuff in line, and I was called out again. And I was in such a hurry. I took off and I was like, all right, well, I'll be back here. It sounds like it's only going to be a little short jobber. And I head out and got stuck out there again, got stuck out for another week. Now, I was able to, you know, was able to communicate with everybody, but still I didn't have my equipment with me. So this last time it's like, all right, by gosh, I'm going to make a podcast, even if it kills me. Now, I could have just taken my little personal recorder, my Roland R-05, but, you know, it just, the two recordings that I did before just didn't jive. I'm not proud of those two recordings. They got the information out. I was able to achieve and maintain my schedule, but I sacrificed a quality for you. And so I don't want to do that again. So I tried to bring all my equipment with me, which I've got a little 4-channel mixer and stuff. And it's not anything really fancy schmancy. It's a technical pro PM20 mixer. It's not, like I said, it's not the best. It does the job though, but I plugged, got everything plugged in, started to record, and somewhere, I don't know what it is, but I've got a ground fault loop. And so I'd started everything up and just, you'd hear this horrendous noise, and it was, I could turn it down to where I didn't hear it, but if I started talking, I'd talk really softly like this, and it just wasn't going to work. So just kicking myself, going, dadgummit, another chance to get a podcast done, and it's this time the truck's electrical is what keeps me from doing it. So don't fault me for not trying. I honestly have tried. I came up with a solution, or at least I'm going to try out another solution. And it is, I am actually going to get a 1/4-inch jack converter down to a 3.5mm jack and see what it sounds like going through there without the mixer. I know my voice is probably going to come out to be a little flatter than what I really, really want it to be, But if I'm able to record clearly without having a whole bunch of background noise, because I don't mind freezing for my craft. Granted, I have a hard time sweating for my craft. I have done that where I've turned the truck off and got to talking. And I mean, by the time I clicked stop, well, that second really bad recording, I think it's episode 4. Yeah, it's not a winner. It's really, really not a winner at all. And I was drenched by the time I got finished hitting the stop on that. So, I mean, it was not a pretty sight for me. And so I freezing for my craft is a lot easier because all I have to do is throw on a few more layers. I may start getting muffled whenever the scarf starts creeping up a bit, but you know, that's okay. And then we can work with that one. So what are we going to talk about today? Now that I finally, after 3 weeks sitting back down, what was I going to talk about this week? Well, stats. Because anybody who fires up a podcast, gets their first couple, three episodes out there, first thing they start doing is watching the stats. Oh, did I get a listener? Did I get a listener? Is there anybody watching? Is there anybody listening? Am I being a success? And, you know, stats are fun. They're great. They can be a big ego booster. They can destroy an ego in no time flat. Many podcasts have actually shut down because they didn't think they didn't have enough listeners. Their thought of listeners was unrealistic. There's people who complain, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this anymore. I've only got 1,000 listeners. You know what? Good for you, man. You got 1,000 listeners. Let me ask you, how did you do that? You get people who throw in the towel because they just don't understand the field that they're talking in, especially if you start going really super niche where, you know, you're talking like, sand hauling in Western Oklahoma. You know, there's not that many sand haulers in Western Oklahoma. Well, there's quite a few as of right now, but as location based, no, there's not that many around. So they go off and see that they only have, you know, 100 listeners. They're going to go, well, that's not good. When in all actuality, that may be, you know, 20% of the crowd that's listening to you. You are the thought leader for that region. You've got 20% of who you're talking to, of who your audience is that you're talking to. So stats are great, but at the same time, they're like anything else. You can get too much of a good thing and it's not good for you. So what are stats exactly? Well, most people, if you've ever had a website, you know what your stats are. They are the judging of how many people come to your site, what they do on your site. Some stats can be just as complex and as thorough as saying, well, that from one person went to your homepage, from your homepage went to this page, to this page, to this page, and then they left. While others can be just as basic as you got 15 hits on the homepage, 73 hits on this particular page, and 45 hits on the about page. And you may want to find out more information. Well, the simpler ones aren't going to really be able to do that. While your more advanced ones, they can almost predict what caused your audience to disappear at page 4. So there are different reasons and means for implementing different statistics. And these statistics can be free. And one of the best ones is actually free to, you know, the stats system that your hosting service provides. And granted, that'll give you a big ego boost because they throw out big old numbers on that, but you don't want to trust them. You've got stats that are not very accurate at all, like Feedburner subscriber stats, not the most accurate, and they can either make or break podcast because they sit there and look at it and go, holy crud, we had 75 listeners or subscribers. And then you look at it the next day and, oh no, I've got 4. Where'd they all go? And you start trying to question yourself and you go, never mind. I can't do this. And you give up the proverbial ghost for the podcast. So what we're going to do this week is we're going to cover some of the statistics, some of the terms that you may hear when you start looking around at statistics, which ones you should use and why. Now, to start off with, let's go ahead and start. Let's go with the big guy, and that's going to be Google Analytics. And you can go to google.com/analytics and sign up there. If you've not ever signed up, it's very easy to do so. Now, Google is easy to really get a lot of information. And at times, almost even an information overload. You almost get too much information from Google because you don't, there's a lot of it that for a podcaster is not really going to be all that much needed. Now, there's some of it, yeah, you're definitely going to want to see, but, and then there's some information that Google's analytics just not going to provide, or you can, or straight out of the box, you're not going to be able to actually provide because it's, you've got to do some configuring and some changes to get your information to show that you're wanting to know what's going on with your website. So Google, great service to actually utilize. Highly recommend. And if you're going to have a website, you got to have Google Analytics. Just if anything, because it will tell you just about anything you would want to know about your show. Now, there's others out there. There are other, analytical programs, statistical programs out there, services that you online that do a decent job. Some of them do a great job, but they just are really expensive. That would be a good way to put it. Some are free. Some are freemiums, but they all have a, you can all use any of them to, as a service, but they're not going to be, so far I haven't come across any that really are great for podcasting as much as what a combination of Google Analytics and one of the podcasting centered stat services that we'll get to here in a moment. Clicky is one that, and it's a freemium, gives you, you know, a good idea. They've a lot of good features available in here, but their price depends on the number of page views you get. So if you get really popular, all of a sudden you're going to have a really expensive bill on your hands, and you don't want to have to deal with that. That's Clicky's good, but it's for a beginner. But in case you end up taking off and become an overnight success, yeah, that there's going to be, yeah, it's where that overnight success becomes a mixed blessing. Countly is another one, but it's more centered towards a mobile platform. Buzz Numbers is really good for social media centric monitoring, but again, you're not going to have all the specific details that you're going to get from Google Analytics. DataTorrent is a great way of doing real-time streaming, but it is more of an enterprise solution. So you're talking some serious dough. And Viral Heat is another one that's more social media centric. Very good to use for if you're wanting to get some information as to how, you know, your Facebook social media and antics, social media interactions, how they fare on bringing in new listeners as opposed to Twitter, as opposed to, you know, Google Plus or ZB or any of the others. Now, Site5, which is the site, the hosting company I use, they use Allstats. Now, Allstats is a good program, but like I said, you're going to get a lot of information that is very unaggregated. It would be a good non-aggregated. It is the raw information. You're going to see that you got, you know, 15,000 hits, and you're going, yeah, we're doing it. But hits, and I'll go in a moment here with all the different terms. hits and page views and stuff like that. What do you really want to look at? Now, AllStats are great. They definitely help out, especially if you're talking to an advertiser. You can show them, hey, these are the raw stats, and let them try to crunch it if you want, and you can crunch them, and you can get some good ideas on what you're doing site wise, and you can also find out what you're doing download wise. But you're not going to get it as concentric and as detailed and the proper context that you would get with like Google Analytics. But definitely would look at it from time to time. Don't spend every day, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you've got to hit your AllStats to see if you've grown or not, because it's good to look at it, use it as almost as a 50,000 foot viewing. Just get an oversight and just look at what your graphs are doing, see if you're growing and stuff. And you can get some decent information out of it, but don't try to drill down very deep, because you're going to see a lot of information, a lot of numbers. Some of them are going to scare you. Some of them are going to give you false hope, and you just really want to hold off on the false hope, because eventually you come crashing down and it's no bueno. Now, podcasting has developed a couple of communities that are out to try to help the podcasters themselves make a good product and help show them what their product is actually, how their product is actually doing out in the wild. One is PodTrack. PodTrack is all right. It's not the best. I'm not going to say it's the best, but it does a decent job. Basically what it does is it does a redirect, which Blueberry, which we're going to get to, does a redirect also. And there are some limitations to a redirect, but at the same time, it gives you lots of great information. But the problem I really have with PodTrack is, say, if you end up moving your RSS feed to a different place, so like you get tired of doing FeedBurner and you want to go ahead and just go straight off the website, well, you're not going to be able to change that. They don't have the ability to change your feed. You can try to delete it off. Sometimes it'll delete. Sometimes it won't. They've got a couple problems in that portion, but the information they give is pretty spot on, because compare it to Blueberry, which is what we're going to talk about now. Blueberry is a great service. They have a free service. They have a paid service. Paid service lets you drill in a little bit deeper, get more information, get a little dirtier with your stats. You're able to find out and glean little nuggets of data and find out, well, this is what was more popular as opposed to this. And you can really get some decent information, and it's very inexpensive. You can get stats for $5 a month. Now, it's recommended. Now, you can also use Blueberry to help garner some advertising clout, because Todd Cochran goes about hoping to utilize the information that he's gathered to actually, put together an advertising package for the different businesses that are looking and trying to be as open-minded as they can about podcasting. Because right now, podcasting is still an unknown to media companies. There's some out there that are going, yeah, okay, I see a benefit to it, but they go out and they hit a individual podcaster up who either doesn't know how to look at their stats and interpret the stats correctly, or B, completely lies about the stats. Oh yeah, we've had 7,000 hits this month. They say our show will bring in about 7,000 listeners. That's a big number. Sounds good to the advertisers. Well, 7,000 hits a month divided out by 4, and you've got a significantly lower amount, and it may be lower than what the advertiser's willing to go, and all of a sudden things aren't adding up. You get audited. They find out that you lied to them. or they will take it as that you lied to them. And all of a sudden, you've hurt not just yourself, but you also went off and hurt the podcasting community, because now that particular advertiser is going to be very leery of trying to do any more podcasters. And a good example of one apple spoils the bunch. And that's one thing that Todd and the guys at Blueberry have worked very hard at relieving, because they can actually go through and do certified stats. And they will go through and they say, yeah, that's the numbers that we've got. And congratulations, you're bringing in that many people. Or, you know, you probably shouldn't be telling them that you've got that many listeners, because you don't. Now, and the third one is with Libsyn. Now, Libsyn is probably the most comprehensive stats out there. And to get them, you actually have to be a member of Libsyn. You have to be hosting your media on Libsyn for that information to go out. And that's how come they are able to get so comprehensive, so detailed of information. And so you can get everything that you get from Blueberry. You can get, you know, the total amount of downloads and where you can, you know, go back and look at, see what October's downloads are, what September's downloads are. You can go through and look at different range views, browse by the episodes. So you can actually even go in and see what's trending, see what devices are downloading better than others. Lots of great information that you can grab from watching the Libsyn stats. Now, I don't use Libsyn stats here at the moment, so all the full details of it, I really don't honestly have, but everything that I've heard other people talk about, you're looking at the best when you go over to the Libsyn. Blueberry is a very, very close second, but Libsyn so far is the Cadillac of this download stat community. Now, should you be worried about your stats? Well, yeah. I mean, if you go through and you're watching your statistics on a daily basis, you're going to tie yourself up. One, you're not going to see the forest for the trees, literally, because you've got all these numbers in front of your face, and you're failing to pull back and look, hey, look, from August to today, we have increased 400%. We are growing every day, instead of you're looking real close and you're seeing, oh, well, we gained some here, we lost a few here. We gained a whole bunch of these next 2 days. Oh, but wow, we lost a whole lot that fourth week in December. And so you're honestly, emotion wise, you're going to be going up and you're going to go back down, and you don't want, there's no need to put your body through that type of stress. One. Two, you should be focusing more, honestly, on your show. If you go out and you talk to your fans, talk to your listeners, talk to the people who are your cheerleaders, whether your fans are going, your listeners are going up or down, you're going to have engaged people. So yeah, stats are good. Stats are very good. You want to look at your stats. You don't want to be looking at your stats on a daily basis, especially on an hourly basis. When you first start, you can't help but on about once every other hour. Oh, what are we doing? Hey, we got a couple of hits. All right. Yay. This is good. This is cool. And it feels good because, you know, your site's actually got some people who are hitting it other than your mom and your wife and your kids. And you know, that one time where you went over to Walmart and you pulled up your site on every device that was there. And don't tell me you haven't tried that, gone to Best Buy and gone into Apple computer and all of a sudden bring up the Safari and type in www.podcastdojo.com/whatever. Cause I think everybody does that. If not, then, well, I do it, and it's just kind of helps. I use it as kind of a guerrilla marketing stance, honestly, so that whenever somebody comes along and wants to look at it and they move the mouse, well, boop, what pops up. But, you know, it's kind of a shotgun advertising. You know, you may hit someone once out of 2,000 times, but still, you know, that is, if you got that one. So, but anyhow, get back on topic. Now, when you start looking at your stats, you're going to start seeing a couple of different terms that I would really like to try to cover, because these are highly important to know. And the first one I want to talk about is the hit. Now, if you were paying attention at all back in the turn of the century, back 2000, you had the internet bubble. It was just about ready to pop, but everybody was talking about, wow, pets.com has got 40,000 hits a day and they've only been open for 2 days. Well, okay, that's good, I guess. But at the same time, a hit is not as a great of a thing as you honestly want to think it is. Because when someone goes to your site, and say your site has 75 pages, and on top of that, your page also has a CSS file attached and a JavaScript file that's attached. Well, what that's going to end up being is you're going to have 75 hits for each picture that's on that page, on that particular page. So you've got your website, that's one hit. Your HTML page, if we were talking HTML, which most of us are more of a PHP, but still, nonetheless, HTML page, that's one hit. All the 75 of those pictures, those are 75 hits. So you've now got 76 hits for one page. Add your CSS, add your JavaScript file, and all of a sudden you are up to 78 hits for just one person tapping your site just to go there. All of a sudden you've got 78 hits. That's one visitor. Now, if you go to another page, you may have a few less images, may have a few more. So as your person goes through and browses your site, you're going to start racking up some serious hits. A hit is any file that is called from your hosting site. Okay? That's all that is. Nothing big. I really honestly wish they would take the hit and just scrub it out of all statistics, because it is a useless bit of information. Now, the thing you really want to look at is something called page views. Now, page view is just as it sounds. How many pages were viewed on your site? Your home page is one page, so there's one page view. They hit three different pages, you've got three different page views. That tells you a lot more information. It is a lot more accurate, because for each person, that is one page view. And you can track those page views going from one to another to another to another. And so you're able to find out how that person behaved on your site. Was he or she more interested in the reviews that you were providing as opposed to the services that you're providing? Are people more interested in seeing how much your services cost as opposed to wanting to sign up for your email list? Another item that you want to know is your bounce rates. Now, this is something that can be good, can be bad. It just really depends on the context of what you're looking at. So say we're going to go as an e-commerce site. For giggles. Well, no, we can do this as a podcast still. So say you have people going to you're wanting to know how are people downloading your stuff. So you see that they go to podcastdojo.com. They go to episode 13 by going to podcastdojo.com/13. So they arrive there. Boom. That's second hit. You saw that they traveled over to episode 13. From 13, they spend some time there. They go to another page. They go back to episode 13 again, and then you see that they may spend a little bit of time there, and they go to the about page, and then they come back, and then they leave. Well, when they left, that is a bounce. Apparently, it looks like they may have been looking for something, couldn't find it. That's bad, because if they couldn't find what they're looking for, then something's up. Either A, they were hoping to try to download your page or download your podcast to listen to later, and they couldn't find a download link, or maybe they were looking for an RSS feed and they couldn't find it. But if you have someone who just comes to one page and then leaves, that might not be a bad thing, because they might have been going to see what is a list, see a list of the podcatchers and podcast managers that are out there. And that page may be what all they were wanting to care, all they really cared about and all they really wanted to know. And so what did they do? They went, they got their information, and then they left. So you know that they're you're providing something, but that page may have a high bounce rate. But you can, with Google Analytics, you can actually start drilling down and finding out how many people, how many new people are bouncing, as opposed to how many return visitors are bouncing. And it helps give you a bit of, it becomes a logic puzzle, which if you were in high school or junior high and high school and you got on any of those logic puzzles, though, they were a pain in the tail to try to figure out. At least they were for me. I had a hard time figuring out who had the apple, but that's just my poor way of thinking. So, but anyhow, bounce rates can be good. They are at least an indicator of people, of where people leave your page, leave your site. And from there, you can look and start trying to investigate and see, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Now, another one is visits. And there's two different types of visits. There's the visits themselves that are broke off into unique visits and returning visits. And that's basically how many individual people come to you. So when you see visits and you've got 700 visits, well, that may not necessarily mean that's all 700 new people have come to your site and they're all excited and they've downloaded your show. No, it could be that 100 of them are unique visits and you had 8 people who are doing return visits that many times. So it helps. You can look at that, look at your visits and see your new unique visits as opposed to your returning visits and find out how many people are actually listening to your, or how many new people, I'll get it right same time or sometime. How many new people are actually hitting your sites as opposed to how many old people, old returns, how many of your fans are coming by and looking at at the sites that you have. So why shouldn't you worry so much I kind of explained why you shouldn't worry so much about what you're seeing, because besides for one, your site's not 100%, it's not going to be 100% accurate. Okay. Especially when it comes to subscribers. Subscribers, you can't tell squat, because no one has been able to find a good way of determining how many subscribers, because no one hits your pulls in a subscription feed at the same time. And because of that, you don't know if that's a new person just getting a new, just joining up, or if that's an old person who, an old visitor or old fan who has been around and is just grabbing, you know, the latest episode and was late opening up his podcatcher. So you got to be a little leery of as to what your subscriber base or subscriber number says. And that's one reason why I tell people just to not even, if you're going to do feed burner strictly for the redirect. Don't do it for the statistics, because the statistics do not tell you anything. They are not just kind of off. They're way off. They're just flat out wrong. All right. So, but anyhow, statistics, complex stuff, but if you don't sweat it too terribly much and you just use it as kind of a from time to time, see how you're doing, that'll give you a good old pump, sock in the arms telling you, hey, good job. All right. Yeah, we're growing. We're improving. That's the way we want to go. Generally, on the long term, if your slope is pointing up, you're doing something right. Don't sweat the dips, because who knows, if you look at it, it may have been that most of your listeners are in the Philippines, and for whatever, and because, you know, you just had that giant hurricane that just hit the Philippines. You're not going to have very many listeners in the Philippines anymore. And so you're going to lose your subscribers for a while. So don't sweat it too terribly much. Don't just know that you've got your listeners, that you're growing, your audience is expanding. That's what you truly want to have. So enjoy the stats, but don't be that obsessive compulsive stat watcher of, ooh, yay, where you try to use the, like, Google Analytics, real time reporting. I've tried that. I'm sorry, man. That will make you feel bad because you will sit there for an hour or two and see zero visits. And you happen to look up somewhere along the way and all of a sudden you had one visit, boop, and they were on and off. They were a bounce. Oh, I missed it. Oh, darn it. I've always wanted to see that number tick to one and I have yet to actually do it, but you know, it's going to happen sometime eventually, I'm sure. And it'll get big enough. I'll get big enough that, you know, I can pull it up and see, oh, well, we got three people on here. Oh, no, we got five. Oh, no, we're down to three. Oh, we're down to one. Nothing. Oh, no, never mind. We're not to zero yet. We've got two. You know, you kind of watch it bounce around from there. I don't think I'm going to be that popular for at least another year or two. After a year or two, then I hopefully I've got my push going great. And I get enough people to listen where they're hitting it on a regular basis. And I've had enough articles thrown around there it's really starting to bring some people in. So working hard with that. And I would recommend if you're going to do your podcast, you got to work hard on it. Don't just kind of be lackadaisical about it because you're not going to grow as fast unless you are active on your site. So anyhow, tip of the week. I actually have one and it ties in with what we were just talking about. And that is the tip is, be honest. I know there is a part of you that is the egomaniac that wants to say, I have got 10,000 listeners, but don't worry about it. Because you may end up having an advertiser that wants to advertise with you. And all they want to know is that you were truthful with them. If you can go off and say, hey, I'm sorry. Yeah, I would love to have you as an advertiser, but just to let you know, I've only got, you know, six listeners. They're like, well, that's okay. We can do six listeners. So make sure that when you are being asked for your stats, don't let pride get in the way. I know that is tough. I know it is hard because it's the same way. I remember several times looking at some of my first podcasts going, wow, 10 listeners. I may have, got downloaded 8 times. All right. Well, we're growing. That's more than the previous one. You've got to look and you got to figure out how to phrase stuff around because honestly, the 90% of y'all who are going to be doing a podcast, you're not going to get, there's a cutoff line. I think Rob Walsh says 164. There are half of the people are below 164. The other half are above 164. That magic line of demarcation is 164 listeners. So half of us don't only have 164, at the most 164 listeners. That is the median. That is that deviation between the upper and the lower. So don't be ashamed to have a low number. Be glad that you've got your show. And if you keep applying, it will grow. Now, I know this little bit of information is slightly dated, and I wanted to go ahead and just get it out there because I didn't know if everybody had heard it. But, you know, Skype was going to be closing their desktop API. And again, Microsoft, who owns Skype, for the third time now this this year, who's tried to do a very drastic change, has had to renege on their decision. They had to pull back because first you had the Xbox Ones. Everyone found out you're going to have to keep it on all the time. You had to have a direct connection to the internet and you had to have a whole bunch of other stuff. You weren't going to be able to swap out their DRM was going to be in to a point to where if you wanted to let your friend borrow a particular game, they weren't going to be able to do it. You had to have specific discs if you wanted to be a rental agency, a rental company. So like Family Video may have them or Gamefly may have some if the game producer publishing company wanted and allowed for you to have that as a rental. Well, people threw a fit about that. So Xbox and Microsoft went, okay, never mind. We won't do that. Y'all aren't ready for that yet. And then Windows 8, they took away the start button and that completely confused the heck out of everybody. Windows 8 is still an atrocity, but at the same time, if you're on Windows, that's their latest apparition of an operating system. So, but then a third time being their Skype, because they were thinking they're trying to get everything to flow together. So the desktop Skype worked the same as what their mobile Skype and the tablet Skype all worked the same, instead of one being having a few more bits of a few extra features that the other two didn't have. And so they were going to take away this desktop API, and the outcry of this change was deafening to Microsoft. They heard you and very quickly said, never mind, we won't do that, at least not yet. They have to leave it open to where, you know, we'll come up, they're going to come up with a solution as to a way they can record, you can record your Skype calls. They just don't know how as of yet. So, but I still recommend, and somewhere down the line, I will go through and get a tutorial on how to do what's called a mix minus, so that you're able to hear people, they're able to get recorded, but they're not being sent back to them whenever you start talking. So you can, there's ways of doing this. There's more than one way to defer a feline, as the old saying goes. And there's a couple other programs out there that were going to cover that and had a way, but thankfully Microsoft has changed their mind. So, but anyhow, all right, I'm going to go ahead and I am going to wrap this puppy up. I want to thank y'all very much for listening. If you are wanting to have a WordPress site and wanting to start your podcasting and you're needing a hosting, you can hit the Site5 affiliate link by going to podcastdojo.com/site and the number 5. That'll take you over to their sign up page, and that helps Podcast Dojo out and with being able to grow a little bit, to get a little better equipment as time goes on. If you do so and you give us your name of your site, I would love to be able to give you a shout out and let everybody know about the new site, give links to it and all that good stuff. If you have a question that you would like to ask me, you can do so by going to sending an email over to brian@podcastdojo.com. You can also give us a call at 530-763-2789. And if you wouldn't mind, go to podcastdojo.com/review, and that'll take you over to the iTunes page. And there, just give us a star rating, whatever you fair rating that you believe I'm worth, and leave a review so you can help tell other people, hey, this is a good site, this is not so good, and that would be great. And I would again, I will give y'all a shout out whenever that ends up happening. Or if you are a Stitcher listener, go to podcastdojo.com/Stitcher and have give the show a big old thumbs up, and then share it out and let people know that, hey, you listen to Podcast Dojo. You can also follow Podcast Dojo on several different social media sites, and you can see those and follow those by going to podcastdojo.com, and over on the right-hand side, you'll see the Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and the such there. And also, you'll see a big red button that says subscribe, and that is to the Podcaster Society, which is my mailing list that helps. I'm not going to send it out all that often. But whenever there's a new package or something that comes up, y'all would be the first to know and be able to receive some special discounts for that. So thank y'all again for listening. Y'all have yourselves a great rest of the week. And we'll have the next one out next week. All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Hey Rolling Podcast Network, HeyRolling.com.
Yeah.